You paid people to lurk on FFF?
Yes, almost from the start. We made it a rule that they weren't allowed to post, but we later discovered that one had created a persona and had been posting quite frequently.
Who? Asked Parkaboy. No, he decides. I'd rather not know.
Case, Sergei says. When you attracted our attention, a report was passed on to the more traditional arm, and that is where your father comes in. You were tracked via your post's ISP, your name and address determined and logged. Somewhere then, it rang a very old bell. They went into the paper files in Moscow and found your father's dossier and verified that you were his daughter. To further complicate things, being traditionalists, and here he stops and grins. Probably, I should say, simply being Russian. They became more deeply, more baroquely suspicious that the name of this brilliant man, an old opponent, supposedly long retired, should be again before them. But they cannot locate him. He is gone, vanished, on 9/11. But is he dead? No? Where is the proof? They took certain steps. Sergei pauses. Your apartment was entered and devices were installed to allow your phone and email to be monitored.
When was that? Parkaboy asks.
Within a week of the post that attracted the attention.
Someone's been in my apartment within the past 2 weeks, Case says.
They were checking, Marchwinska Wirral says, to see whether the devices had been compromised. It is routine. Your psychologist's records were copied, Sergei continues. She had absolutely no knowledge of this. Burglary, not bribery. But all of that was the traditionalist response, not ours. Ours was to employ Dorothea Benedetti to keep track of you, both through the site and through her ongoing business contacts with firms you worked for in New York.
Why her? Parkaboy again. They all look at him. He shrugs.
The traditionalists had had dealings with her previous employer, Sergei says. They felt they understood her. We felt she understood us.
She bridged the two cultures. Began smiles, sips wine.
Exactly. And when it became apparent, recently, that you were coming to London to work for Blue Ant, another bell rang. Mr. Big Ant had come to our attention as well, through Blue Ant's very creative investigation of the web culture around the footage. It registered quickly on the Sigil software we used to observe the movement of the footage. The interests of Blue Ant and of Hubertus Big Ant, for reasons that must be obvious, we found cause for concern.